A big concern that a lot of parents have right now is, how do I know if my child just has a cold? Is it the flu or is it COVID? Anna and Raven. Dr. Sharon Nachman is the chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. Dr. Nachman, how do you tell the difference?
So I think this year in particular, everyone is being much more cautious about who's sick, what's wrong with them, being seen by a medical provider, and keeping them out of school. Most schools in New York have specific policies that say, if you're sick, don't come to school. More importantly, if you're sick, you may need a COVID test before you're allowed back. And that's all on that heightened precaution of not letting COVID into the classroom and allowing it to spread to other families.
Doctor, I mean, I must be confused because one day I don't know whether or not I should be getting tested or when I should be tested or whatever it may be. So what would be your advice to a parent that if your kid's got the sniffles for a couple days, how can we kind of just get some more information before we go, okay, I need a drive-through test or whatever it may be?
Unfortunately, we don't have enough information about kids to say those 3 days of sniffles, it's not COVID. Or those 3 days of sniffles, it's definitely COVID. So everyone at this point is erring on the side of caution and saying, if this is a new illness that your child is having, yep, see your medical provider. And if they say you need a test, go ahead and get it. I think working directly with your child's physician or other medical providers is probably the most important thing we're going to be doing in the fall. As we get smarter over the next few weeks and months about what symptoms are or are not COVID or who does not need to be tested, we will be smarter. But at this point, it's all about protecting your community, things you can do and things you can't do. The things you can do, you know, social distancing, wearing a mask and having your kids wear a mask. Things you shouldn't do are saying your kid is sick and then sending them to school.
Dr. Nachman from Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
Okay, so I have a toddler. She's going to be 2 years old. Under normal circumstances, as a veteran mom, if she has a little bit of a nose running, which she actually does right now.
I mean, she just bleeds snot. It just comes out of her all the time.
All the time.
You know babies, doctor. You've seen it before.
Right.
Snot just flies.
Like, I would never in a million years think twice. I would just think she's got a little cold, it'll pass. But you think, given the situation that we're in, that would warrant enough to go and call the pediatrician and to say, hey, do you think I should bring her in?
Right. And most pediatricians are able to do telemedicine visits as well as in-person visits and say, let's see what she looks like. Give me more of a story and we'll go from there. You and I recognize that any kid who's in daycare often gets what we call disease of the month.
Right.
The kids touch everything. They touch each other. They sneeze on each other. And it's not surprising for kids in daycare who are not wearing masks at this time due to that age to often get sick. The question is, do we want to send them to school if they're having fever? Absolutely not. Do we want to send them to school if they're really sick and they're not keeping food down or dehydrated? Absolutely not. Anything outside of that, you're going to have to judge, speak with your medical provider and decide, should I take the risk or not take the risk? And also, it's important to talk to the daycare. What's happening? Are other kids in there getting sick? Are they being sent home? What else is going on?
Do you think the kids are going to be able to stay hybrid, or your personal opinion, or do you think they were all going to be sent home again? What do you think?
I think they're going to stay in the hybrid situation or in attending full classes. Despite the fact that we are seeing every school district in New York having a case or maybe two cases, we're really not hearing about incredible rates of spread in the classroom, even among those children that are in the cohort or even being sent home. We're really not hearing that. And that's good news, because I think it means that those kids who are wearing masks, the masks are working. And those who are social distancing or having that polycarbonate around them, it is also working.
Your lips to God's ears. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes, let's hope it keeps trending in the right direction.
Dr. Sharon Nachman from Stony Brook Children's Hospital, thank you for taking the time.